Tim, congratulations. You've gone through the whole season undefeated. How nervous were you coming into the grand final, remembering what happened to Latrobe a few years ago when they got beaten in the grand final?
I was actually nervous. I was pretty nervous, but when I got here tonight, I thought, no, these girls are on, and this is what happens every game this year. It's just, as soon as I get here and look at them and look at where we're at, they just don't let me down. They haven't let me down all year. They just don't seem to let me down.
They had a lot of run the side tonight. Look, every time the ball went out wide on the ground, there was two or three Ulverston players, in front leading to the ball all the time. You just ran them off their legs.
Yeah, look, we knew we had the pace. We knew we had the pace there to burn, and they was just hungry. The girls were hungry. They wanted to win, and it just showed tonight. That's how bad they wanted it.
Now you've got the win, of course, and you've got the youth girls with a win as well tonight. So you've two premierships in the one night. There's a lot of depth in the club. It must give you a confidence, with these young girls coming through as well.
Yeah, the youth girls haven't lost a game for, I think, 5 years now. So they're coming through. I coached junior girls a couple of years ago, and I've probably got four of them girls in my side now, which is good. So, they're coming through, but we just picked up the right people this year, especially when we got the Haynes twins. We knew we could build something around that.
Yeah.
And we did, and showed tonight.
How important was that to have someone with that level of experience?
Oh, mate, they've been terrific. Yeah. They're great girls on and off the field, and we couldn't have done it without them, to be honest.
How good a group is this to coach?
Oh, they've become that close. They're actually all best friends at the moment. It's just ridiculous how close they got during the year. And it's just the way they play for each other, and it's just the way it is. They're just a good bunch of girls.
And the good thing about it now is you get to do it again in a couple of weeks' time, because they're actually having a state premiership.
Yeah, no, I haven't even thought. I think I'm supposed to be going away to Townsville, but I don't know what I'm doing now, so I'll have to we'll wait and see. Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. The girls probably think they've got no more training, but they have.
Yeah, so how to get them up for that again?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, but as soon as I tell them, they'll be up and about. They'll be ready.
And what about the atmosphere tonight? A great crowd here. It's a miserable, cold, wet night, and you've still got a great crowd.
Oh, it was a great crowd. I was in shock. When I pulled in, I thought, look at these cars. Was there something else on beforehand? I knew the junior girls were on, but I thought there must have been something else on as well. But
wonderful
no.
For women's footy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah,
and what about the time slot? You played at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings for most of the year, and then you get put onto the Friday night spots for the finals. Was it hard to adjust to that?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was to start with, but to start off with, the girls were excited. They were excited because it was something different. Instead of 9 o'clock in the morning, she's a night game, so it was something different. And they enjoyed it. So we got the hang of it over the last few games, and tonight really showed that we had the hang of it.
And when do you think the right time to play women's footy? There's been a lot of conjecture over the last few years. They've changed the time from Sunday afternoons to Saturday mornings and Friday nights. And when would you like to see it played?
I would like to have a game. I'm beastly careless, to be honest.
The girls probably are too.
I'd like to see it of a nice day to show a bit more skill. Because of a night time, it's sort of dewy, and of a morning, it's dewy. But
what about as a curtain raiser to a men's senior game?
Yeah, something like that would be ideal.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Ideal. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Tim. Well done.
Thanks very much. Thank you.